What's up, guys and girls, and welcome back to the podcast of P. I'm Pasha, and I will be your host with today's new subject, which is quite a common subject for most people who are trying to do what feels right for them, but because of negative influence, they are not reaching any substantial outcomes. And I'm, of course, talking about negativity. I mean, God, there is so much negativity going around in this world. It's sickening. I mean, do you have negative people around you? I mean, you might. I mean, you might study and some gal or guy are complaining and being negative with sayings such as, I will never pass this test, or it's impossible, or there is no reason to study because it's not going to result in anything. Or in most cases, you have an idea that you would like to accomplish, but people are talking you down because you lack experience. I mean, truth be told, there are a lot of negative people out there. But even a deeper truth might be those who are being negative without you even knowing it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about those who pretend they're helping you out. I mean, if you are familiar with what I said right there, I mean, you probably know that it can sound a little bit like this. Look, I'm saying this because you're wasting your time. Or a lot of people have failed. I mean, I don't want you to fail. I mean, this type of negativity is the worst of all, in my opinion, because you fall for them easier. And the reason for that is that the people who are saying this is usually family members or friends even. That is the worst part. In most cases, it will stop you from advancing. But how do you actually prevent this from happening to you? Me, personally, I don't believe you can, because there will always be people like this. There is no secret formula to prevent this from happening, because we are human beings. And you know, like I said in my previous episodes, human beings can either be the worst of kind or the best of kind. That's it. However, you know, I'm making this episode because I have something in my mind that I would like to say, because I think that it might help you out in situations like this. And the best way to describe my help is for me to explain in different scenarios. Or really, I only have one scenario, but it might be enough for you to help you out. So, I mean, let's assume you have a great idea. You want to build an app or create a website that solves a specific problem, and you would like to monetize it for you to make some money. And you get the word out to your friends and family, and you might tell people by Snapchatting this or publishing an Instagram post that relates to the project you would like to start on. Now, what might happen is that a single person might start a conversation with you and say something like this: "Hi, man. I mean, I heard you're creating this new project," and you might say, "Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is going to be the best project ever, and you're very pumped." And the other person might say, "Oh, I've heard some other people did that and they failed because of X and Y." You might say, "Yeah, but I will do this differently, of course." And you might say, "Sure, but I'm saying that the chance for you to succeed might not be as high as you think." And you might ask, "Okay, why is that?" And the other person will mention, "Yeah, because of this and because of that." And some of you might ask right now, why in the hell would someone inform you this type of information or feedback? Are they actually trying to help you out or save you? I mean, it's difficult to say, but I know that I would personally want someone to say, "Great, good luck, that's it." Even if I do fail, I would rather fail because I tried and not because someone else talked me out of it. I mean, think about it. I would rather fail because I tried and not because someone talked me out of it. That is my single best advice. I don't need to rant anymore because that is what I have done. And what I still do whenever someone is being negative to me or trying to bring me down to a place where I don't belong. So that's it. That's all I got.